Hello, my love. Welcome to the Fairly Bold podcast. In a polarized world, many women are stuck in doubt and analysis paralysis because their dreams don't look like the stereotype around them. That's why we are unpacking the beliefs we have about womanhood, identity, and purpose, so you can feel confident about taking your next bold step and ditch the overwhelm. I'm your host, Eugenia Wu, but you can call me E. I'm so happy that you're here. Have you ever felt stuck in analysis paralysis because you were overwhelmed? Wanting to try something, take a risk, change your career, or quit your career altogether. But then there's always that, if only I was confident enough, if only I was fearless enough, if only. If you've been there, then this season of Fairly Bold is for you. And I'm super excited for this season because I really want to start exploring that concept of the next bold step. When I named the show Fairly Bold was because I wasn't fully bold or completely bold or the boldest of them all. I was fairly bold. I was going one step at a time. At the moment, I thought that it was a joke that no one could understand. So I even thought about changing the name. For this season, I was like, I'm gonna go more like I am bold, more bold. But the reality is that it's not the message that I want to give. The message that I want to give is not one that tells you that you have to be fully bold in order to take action, in order to go achieve your dreams. That's not what I want to say. And I know that the idea of taking the next bold step can be overwhelming. So I just want to start defining what it means. And when I was thinking for this season, how I wanted to bring these conversations to you, what centered me was the fact that we live in a very polarized world. And many women, we are stuck in doubt and analysis paralysis because we have dreams that don't look like the stereotype around us. We have ideas that are different, and some people even think that are weird. And in the midst of this polarization, and there are so many overwhelming messages that tells us the right thing to do as a woman, this is what you should do, this is what you should feel, this is what you should fight for, we can start feeling frustrated and start feeling what's wrong about me. We start losing hope because we have so many fears and so much self-doubt. We doubt ourselves. We doubt our purpose. We doubt our identity. And it's a very nasty spiral. So that's why I'm so passionate about Fairly Bold, and especially this season, because we're going to unpack the beliefs we have about womanhood, identity, purpose, passion, confidence, achievement. This is a space for safe exchange of ideas. Honestly, safe space. That was my main goal. I wanted to create a space where we could have safe conversations because me personally, I don't find those places in many areas in my real life anymore. So I wanted to create that space. I want you to feel confident. I want you to feel balanced in your everyday life. And I know that balance can be a tricky word because balance makes you think that everything needs to be perfect, that everything needs to be at the same level. But balance, after my amazing year of therapy, I changed my mind about the meaning of balance. And I started looking at balance from a perspective of being okay with the unknown, being okay with the imperfection, and being able to prioritize different areas in our lives in a very peaceful, in a calming way. That is balance to me. And that is the balance that I want to bring to you through this podcast, through these interviews. Why I feel so passionately about balance and about wellness, because ultimately this is wellness. This is mental wellness, if you wish. When you feel confident and balanced about your role as a woman and about your purpose, trust me, your well-being increases in every area. It is a ripple effect. Your mental health improves, your relationships improve, and you even start feeling excited again about the choices you make in your career. I'm not saying that you start loving your job, but at least you start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And who am I? Why do I tell you these things? And I know this is season two and I should be introducing myself, but it's like back to school season and we haven't seen each other in a while. So I'm like, I want to tell you what I've been. And for the new listeners, which I'm so happy that you found your way to the podcast, I want to give you a little background about myself. First, as I said, my name is Eugenia. Eugenia in Spanish. You can call me E. I'm not going to make you pronounce my name. That's fine. I love you too much to do that to you. I am a blogger at fairlybold.com. I'm the host of this podcast where I empower women who are scared to chase their dreams because they don't look or sound like a cultural stereotype. I was there. I immigrated to the US from Venezuela right after college with $400 in my bank account and no concrete plan. I just knew that I wanted to be an actress. That was it. After a lot of turns and twists, and after struggling with my own identity as a Latina, as an immigrant, I am more committed than ever now to exploring our beliefs about these things. What does it mean being a woman? What is identity? What is our purpose? When I came to this country, I was very clear on who I was. Or so I thought. You know, when you are 23 or 22, you think that you are so wise. And that's what I thought. And yes, I've always been very clear on what I want to do. But when I came here, I became afraid. I was so obsessed with success. And for political reasons, the way I had to leave my country was a little abrupt, so I felt like I couldn't fail. I couldn't go back. I was so scared. So I had to do things the right way. Now I see things differently, I guess. So when I got here, someone very quickly told me that if I wanted to be successful, I needed to be more modern. I needed to be more empowered, to look more empowered. I've always been a very traditional person in the way I think. I love that people are exploring different careers, different stages of life, but I am traditional. My values are very, very traditional. And I've always been, my mom was always pushing for me to wear like crop tops on high school. And I was like, no, mom, I'm a kid. I shouldn't be doing that. So that's always been my personality. That's not something that my mom pushed on me. That was me always. And I was comfortable with it. My friends knew who I was. My friends knew my personality and they were comfortable with it too. And we were coexisting peacefully. And I never felt, I did feel a little weird for a while in high school, but once I got to college, I feel like that went away. I was doing theater and my theater friends accepted my very traditional views on life. And it was awesome. It was great. But when I got here, I was told that if I wanted to be successful, I needed to let go of those very like old fashioned and very third world ideas. I needed to be cool. And I'm not even kidding. I was so scared of failure. I was 23, but I felt like my life depended on those choices I made. Like, I felt like I was at this crossroads, and if I took the wrong turn, I was going to end up in a very like wrong place, completely unhappy, completely dissatisfied. So when this person that I looked up to told me that I needed to be cool and empowered and more first world, if you wish, I listened. I let go of my acting dream. I told myself that that was like my childish hobby, that I wasn't real. And I registered for business school. I did my MBA, which is Master's in Business Administration. And I enjoyed it. I enjoy reading about business and innovation. That's something that I like. So I thought that, sure, I'll be fine doing this. Mind you, I didn't have friends. I didn't have anything in common with anyone because I wasn't being me. I am very good at, I'm very empathetic, I want to say. So I'm very good at understanding what's happening around me and understanding how to behave to blend in. I guess I figured that out in high school because I was very spontaneous and I liked things that were not cool for other kids in high school. So I had to figure out very quickly how to adapt and how to blend in. So I was good at it, you know? I was good at being charming and telling people what they wanted to hear. So I got, or I became this persona, and I even thought that that was the real me. I thought that I had finally found myself, that all these years in Venezuela, I was like this person that was like so old fashioned, and this was like the new and improved me. So I was fearless, I was careless, I was very self-centered just for the show of it. And on the outside, I remember people telling me that they were proud of me, that they looked up to me because I was doing so much. I was going to school, I had a very cool job, I was meeting amazing people because of my job. And even though I'm super grateful to the people I met through my job, and I'm very grateful because I had the opportunity to get an education, and that's something that's staying with me forever. So in that sense, I am very grateful. I can also tell you that because I was not living the way I wasn't being faithful to my values. I was being this person that was supposed to be successful according to culture, according to the stereotypes. Inside, I felt broken. I remember when it was the weekend, I would go in my room, eat my face off until I was like almost high of carbs and I couldn't move. I just wanted the weekend to be over so I could get back to like working and school, and I would party during the week. Like when I had to be by myself, I felt so uncomfortable. I didn't want to be in my own presence, if that makes sense. So if I wasn't with people, I wasn't comfortable. But then the people I was with, a lot of them were not the right people because I was not being myself. So I did find some amazing friends. One of them ended up being one of my bridesmaids in my wedding. So I'm not saying that this was all bad. I met my best friend during this season as well. So I'm not saying that my life was terrible. Definitely some amazing things happened. But the way I felt, because you can have everything outside, right? You can have career, you can have a great education, you can have really good people around you, but if you don't feel at peace with who you are, none of it matters. So I don't want to make this episode my autobiography or the plot to my Lifetime movie, but I do want to tell you that I realized that I was able to change my life one little bold step at a time, one fairly bold step at a time. I didn't have to go one day and leave everything behind and quit everything and be this new persona, almost like a movie where the main character is transformed in 20 minutes into this new person. I didn't have to do that. One little fairly bold step at a time was enough to take me to a place where I recognize myself again, where I look back to that kid that I was 20 years ago, and I feel like I'm still that person. Of course, I've matured, I've grown, I've changed my mind, but at the core, I feel like I am the person my mom raised. And for a while, I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel that way. And there's a song by Adele called A Million Years Ago. Oh, I don't want to cry. This song, I would listen to it because the song says, I miss a person I used to be. I miss my friends. I miss my mother. And of course, I miss them because they were in another country, but I also miss them because I was not the person I was. So it was a very dark time. I guess that everyone's 20s are a little bit crazy. But I think that there are so many people that are still going through that confusion and that overwhelm and that mental struggle, trying to fit themselves into a cultural rule, what you need to do. Questioning everything you do, everything you like, feeling like your ideas are not good enough, that your personality is not going to take you anywhere. And that is the woman that I'm speaking to today. Today, I can tell you, I feel very successful, not because I'm making millions, but because I feel at peace. I feel balanced because I feel the love of God in my life. and I feel it as a reality and I understand it as a reality. I feel confident in my values, in my principles. I don't feel the need to prove myself to anyone anymore. I feel grateful that I get to do things I love every day. I feel grateful for my husband, who I always say is my first love, because I guess I didn't know romantic love before him. And this is all possible when you are willing to ask yourself those uncomfortable questions, have these conversations, realize, why do I believe this? If this is making me uncomfortable, why am I still here? Is my responsibility here more important than my well-being? Is this a sacrifice worth making? All those questions are important. And those questions can bring you freedom. But again, you don't have to do it from one day to the next. You can do it one fairly bold step at a time. You don't have to be speaking up about every issue. You don't have to be raising your voice or posting about every cause. Because I know that sometimes it's so much that we end up closing up ourselves, getting inside our little bubble that feels safe. But then inside that bubble, we're not really that comfortable. There's a little knocking on the door that makes us continuously ask ourselves, what is wrong? My friend, she's not my friend, but I want to think that she is. I know that she'll be on the podcast eventually. My friend, best friend in the world, Anjali. If you're not following, go follow her because she's incredible. Anjali says, ready is a lie. And she's coming up with a book about this title because it is such a real thing. You are never ready. We are never ready. It is a lie. We need to use fear as fuel to push forward. I am afraid every single time I record this podcast. I've been procrastinating on recording this podcast for 3 weeks, like this first episode, because I was afraid. Like literally, I could poop my pants because I was nervous. So yeah, I feel it too. But I've learned to also pause, enjoy that fear, enjoy the motivation, and also be certain. And another one of my great friends always says that, Jasmine Starr, if you're listening, what is yours will not pass you by. Your friend is not going to get the job that was meant for you. There's not one train that if you don't get on, you're going to miss and your life is going to be miserable. That is not true. And when you really understand the truth about God, and this is probably going to be a whole other episode, when you understand the truth about God in your life, the purpose that He created you for, you realize that if it's God's will, you cannot mess it up. Like, we are not mini gods. So that is a huge encouragement for me. You know, you can take your time. You can be patient in taking one bold step at a time, because you're going to get there. It is going to happen. Maybe the dream is not going to look like you thought. Maybe you're not going to have a million followers. Maybe you're not going to have $1 million. Maybe you're not going to have 5 kids and a dog. That I cannot promise. But I can promise that the mission that God created you for is going to happen when you let Him work in your life one bold step at a time. So this is all for today, for this quick introduction. If you like this podcast, if you've been listening for a while, or if this is your first time, subscribe for your weekly dose of inspiration and tough love to take action. And if you're already subscribed, or if you love this episode to pieces, I would really appreciate if you left a review on Apple Podcasts, because my goal for this season is to reach 100 reviews. 100 reviews is on the podcast world is like a little golden badge on your shoulder. So I would love if you left a review. You just go to Apple Podcasts, you go to the bottom of the page and you select 5 stars and you just write a few words about what you liked about the show, some ideas that you had, the part that resonated with you the most, whatever you want, just write it down. And that's going to help me a lot. And if we can get to 100 reviews, I'm going to be so happy. And I would love if you could be part of it and share the podcast with someone. I can't wait to see you next time. Bye-bye.